This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. A federal judge has at least temporarily blocked a Montana law that appeared to require people to cancel any previous voter registrations before signing up to vote in the state or face felony charges. U.S. District Court Judge Brian Moore said Wednesday that he agreed with the plaintiffs, who argued the law was vague and overbroad and could cause people to decide not to register for fear of being charged with a crime. The penalties included fines of $5,000 and up to 18 months in prison. Quote, "The court's ruling protects Montanans and their constitutional rights by ensuring that a simple act, register to vote, does not turn Montana citizens into felons." That's according to Amanda Curtis, the president of the Montana Federation of Public Employees, which is one of the plaintiffs. "The problem with the law," attorney Rafe Gravel said Thursday, "was that it didn't create a clear process for someone to cancel their previous registrations." Quote, "The basic principle is if you're going to create a crime, the rules have to be clear enough that people can avoid becoming criminals, and this law does not meet that requirement," said Grable. The lawsuit was filed last September against Secretary of State Christy Jacobson, Attorney General Austin Knutson, and Commissioner of Political Practices Chris Gallus. The current voter registration form requires people to list their previous registration, but the new law wasn't clear if providing that information satisfied a person's responsibility to deregister, according to Graybill. Montana election clerks can notify clerks in other counties in the state if a voter's registration changes, but Montana is not part of the national database that would allow it to inform other states about new voter registrations. The state opposed the motion for a temporary injunction, saying it was not enforcing the law. Grable says the plaintiff's response was, "The fact you're not enforcing an unconstitutional law does not make it constitutional." Enforcement of the law is blocked until it is heard in court, according to Grable. Students are already signing up to attend Montana's new charter public schools. The Board of Education approved 19 of them this year, and more are on the way. In Billings Public Schools, Superintendent Erwin Garcia says the largest district in the state is opening three new schools, and that the new law allowed them to be created to ensure districts can be competitive and stay at the edge of innovation. One of the schools has 85 signees already. Quote, "It opens a great deal of opportunities. Because of that, we as a district are exploring what can be done in the future when it comes to our elementary programs." The additional schools across the state are launching after the passage of House Bill 549. In the 2023. The rollout stalled when the Montana Quality Education Coalition and the Office of Public Instruction disagreed about the process for opening schools. But last week, a judge sorted out the quarrel and advised that the focus remain on school children. Quote, "Above all, the students' best interests should come first, which seems to have been forgotten by the parties as they slash their legislative interpreter sabers at one another." That's Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Michael McMahon. The Office of Public Instruction had argued that before it could open the newly approved public schools, it needed a parental petition and approvals from trustees, the county commissioner, and the county superintendent. The judge disagreed. In his order, the judge temporarily barred OPI from requiring compliance with the parental petition, county superintendent approval, and county commission approval before it issues codes to the new schools. He said the window to meet those requirements for schools to open by July 1st didn't allow much time to, quote, cure errors. Quote, OPI's interpretation may entirely derail charter schools, even if OPI is correct on the merits. Conversely, if the board's interpretation is ultimately determined to be incorrect, OPI will still have provided the ANBs and OPI can still engage in its school opening process. It is in the public interest to favor an interpretation that does not have a chance of irrevocably derailing the opening of public charter schools over an interpretation which may unnecessarily prevent the opening of poorly established schools, the judge wrote. The only underground coal mining company in Montana is suing the Bureau of Land Management and its mining division for stalling a process that would open more federal lands to coal mining. Signal Peak Energy says without a timely approval process, the mine could close, leaving 300 workers in Musselshell and Yellowstone counties unemployed. Meanwhile, attorneys for the federal government argue in briefs filed earlier this week that the Washington, D.C. court that's handling the trial should dismiss the suit because the Office of Surface Mining, Reclamation, and Enforcement still has 8 more months, according to the law, to complete an environmental impact statement. They argue the company has no case and that it's not ripe for a judge's decision. Cheryl Allen, a candidate for superintendent of public instruction, has been charged with misdemeanor obstruction of a peace officer or other public servant in Madison County Justice Court. Her bond was set at $335, and her initial appearance to face the charges is May 7th. Allen is currently superintendent of the Harrison Public School in Madison County. Earlier this spring, Allison told the public school board that she would not return as head of the district next year. The board was deciding whether to renew her contract. She told the Missoulian she needs to focus on caring for a family member. Before she took her current job in Harrison, Allen was the longest-serving deputy of current Montana OPI Superintendent Elsie Arntzen. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRTDB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 Native American nations, in 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.